Springfield's News Talk, FM 1041 KSGF. I am Nick Reed. We've got our promotions director, Houston, out on. Should you approach Houston and say his name, people oftentimes think it's Houston, like Houston, Texas. That isn't his name. It's Houston, H-E-W-S-O-N. Just so you know, he's not the sort of guy that gets offended if you miss. I'm sure he's used to people calling him Houston.
We just call him Huey around.
Yeah,
here.
Generally we do. We call him Huey. Houston, and he is well, for some of the folks who are regulars at our Friday Road Show, sponsored by Queen City Motors, which we're in studio today. But there was a period of time when he was actually out there with me before we were able to get Sarah out here, out there with us. And so I know some people will know him, but he has been out on location. I'm guessing those tickets are gone. Is that right, Sarah?
Yeah. He said they went really fast and everybody was really nice.
Well, you know what? And this is absolutely 100% true. Our listeners are that way. I have worked for a lot of stations, and I have worked for a lot of music stations before I did talk. And there was a real mixed bag when it came to people that wanted to win free stuff. You would oftentimes get people that were grateful, but then oftentimes people that felt entitled, or they would win something. Hey, this is a true story. This was at a station. We did a giveaway for the big game, and where you won a party, and the party we had catered. But one of the things that they won was a brand new refrigerator, and it was filled with soda. I think it was Pepsi. And, of course, there were all different sponsors involved.
Sure.
So when Pepsi stocked it for delivery, they wanted to get as many cans in it as possible.
Sure.
So they took the shelves out so they could get, you know, you'd be surprised how many more cans you can get if you don't have those shelves breaking things up. And whomever delivered it, they forgot to leave the shelves or something. You know, they had them. Well, the person who won, I mean, pitched a fit. They demanded – and it's just like you won, like – you know, 12 grand worth of free stuff because they got a TV, they got all this stuff.
Oh, wow.
And that's, you know, I mean, it's just so ungrateful. And not everyone is that way, obviously, but that's just an example of some of the things that you just think, why do, you know, you just, it takes the fun out of
making.
But KSGF listeners, never has it been that way. Ever. Ever has it been anything other than people grateful. And we've had people win tickets to stuff, and they will bring it back because something pops up and they couldn't go and they wanted to make sure somebody else could use them because they weren't able to.
Right.
Who does that?
Right.
KSGF listeners do that.
Sure they do.
So when Houston, who's never gone out for us before, because he does a lot of stuff for Power, and of course now he's promotions director, right?
Sure.
Isn't he?
Promotions director, yeah.
To have that experience, I'm not surprised at all. But
no.
he told Sarah, he's like, oh my gosh, everybody's so nice and grateful and friendly. Yep, that is KSGF.
Well, it also helps that he is nice and friendly.
He is one of the nicest guys in the absolute world. Without question, he is. So he is going to be checking in with us again before the show's over. He will be at another location. We'll announce it, and then we'll have a couple more pairs of tickets to see Kiss live in concert at the Q on Tuesday.
Cool.
So that's what we got going on there.
All right.
Folks.
Well, former Governor Eric Greitens' campaign has been fined almost $180,000. Missouri Ethics Commission says the campaign broke the law when it failed to report that it cooperated with a political action committee. The PAC paid for some advertising during Greitens' bid for governor. The Ethics Commission says there is no evidence that Greitens knew about it, but that he's still responsible. As far as the overall report goes, Greitens says that he's been exonerated. The Department of Transportation is awarding a grant to resurface and reconstruct the taxiway at the Springfield-Branson National Airport. The airport recently saw its biggest year for passenger flights in 2019. That grant totals $3.7 million. And authorities say the search for a missing boy in the Kansas City area has a happy and unusual ending. Crews looked for the boy in freezing weather after someone reported the 6-year-old was seen on video captured by a doorbell camera leaving home around 7 last night. Several law enforcement agencies, the fire department, volunteers looked for that boy. They even had a drone in the air. That is until about 2:30 this morning when the child was found safe in his house where he had been the whole time. That is the latest news.
KTTS First Alert 4. Remember the bubble boy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, I remember I was working at WISN in Milwaukee at the time, And Mark Belling was the afternoon host. I think he still is. And, of course, there were TV monitors in the studios, much like here. And I remember him doing talk as it was happening. Mm-hmm. Everyone was glued to the TV watching this bubble or the balloon, the homemade hot air balloon or whatever.
Yeah.
And the kid was supposed to be in it. And I remember him just saying, he's like, he was suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
Said something doesn't seem right. But he was mm-hmm. very careful at the same time because, you know, if the child was in there and something right. horrible
it's
happened, you don't
deal.
Want to sound like you're insensitive.
Right.
Or, yeah. But I remember he's just like, there's something about, and of course he turned out to be right. I remember it crashing down to the ground. There's no kid
when
inside.
There's no kid in there. Praise the Lord.
I think that the parents still claim that they didn't know he hid in the attic. Did you? Were you paying attention to TV then, Sarah, or were you too busy crushing on that attorney with those TV commercials?
I think I was too busy crushing.
She was yesterday at Lunch Bunch talking about her first crush was, what was his name?
Gary Green.
Gary Green, he was an attorney that had local TV commercials.
Oh, yeah,
there.
I remember him.
Yeah, see, I don't remember him, but she said
yeah,
that she was, yeah, she was four. So do you know anything about the Bubble Boy?
No, I mean, I've heard about it,
yeah,
but I don't
that was
know
great.
Extensive
I mean, it wasn't
details.
That long ago. It was 12 years ago, maybe.
Yeah, something like that.
I mean, I've been here 10 years. I was working in Milwaukee at the time, so and I only worked in Milwaukee a couple, 2 or 3 years, so
yeah,
couldn't have been more than 11, 12 years.
What's funny is we've had a couple stories here in the Ozarks, much like this story up in Kansas City, where we've had searches for missing kids, and it turns out that the child is at home. So it's happened before.
Oh, yeah,
and I think everyone automatically panics and maybe doesn't think clearly, and I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and because then you hear stories like the poor little six-year-old girl earlier in the week. Is that South Carolina? Or she got off the bus and like off the bus in her front yard disappears. And several days later they find her body. And it's just it's
right.
horrible.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's just awful. You hope that they're hiding in the house.
That's
somewhere.
Always the best possible ending.
They fell asleep in the closet or something.
Yeah.
The KTTS First Alert forecast, sponsored by Anchor Tactical Supply. Sunny with a high of 35 today. Tonight, mostly clear, 26. Cloudy, 49 tomorrow. Sunday, 57 with sunshine. And then on Monday, a 30% chance of showers with a high of 61. It's 9 and sunny at the KSGF studios. All right, which are these stories? I got a lot of stories here. I'll tell you what, Shelby is standing by. I want to get traffic. And then we'll sift through. Michael Bloomberg is doing very well in Florida, in what is being described at FloridaPolitics.com, a shocking St. Pete poll. From last month has Bloomberg surging to second place. So we'll have the latest there as a potential front runner in Florida. I am Nick Reed, and the Queen City Motors talk and text line is 447-KSGF. We are on Facebook Live. We're not out on location today. Our Friday Roadshow, sponsored by Queen City Motors, is in studio. Emily Johnson, Rhodes Real Estate. If you are looking for a champion for you, then Emily Johnson's the way to go. And there are a massive number of individuals that are realtors. Most of them don't do it full-time. For a lot, it's a side gig, which is fine. But if you are wanting someone who does it absolute full time, it is their passion, then you want Emily Johnson of Rhodes Real Estate. You could sell your home part time, right? But you want somebody, you're at work, you got your kids at school, you got different functions to go to, so you don't have time to, at any given moment, let somebody in your house to look through it. Or if you're looking for a home, to be out there searching for the home. But that's what she does, okay? I recommend that you get in touch with her if you're looking to sell your home or buy your home. And you will be dealing directly with her throughout the entire process. Any advice you need there for the closing, any sort of staging you might need. And she's going to be straight up and honest with you about a home that you may really love and want to buy, or about your home realistically, what it's worth instead of what you think it's worth. Because her number one goal is to either get you in that home that you are looking at and want to buy, or if you have one you're looking to sell, that you are able to get the most the market will bear out of it. Emily Johnson, Rhodes Real Estate, 890-1455. That's 890-1455. You can also find and like her on Facebook. It's Emily Johnson Rhodes Real Estate. Let's go to David in Springfield. Welcome to the show, David.
Hey, David, Nick. I have never called into a show like this before.
Hey, awesome. Well, great. Well, welcome. You're welcome anytime.
I think I heard something wrong because I thought I heard you say that state representatives and senators are not supposed to represent their district. They're supposed to represent the Constitution. Did I hear that right?
Well, that was Dr. John Lilly of the Locke and Smith Foundation. And what he was talking about, and I don't know that I'll be able to quote him exactly, but knowing where he's coming from, I'll get the gist of it. That when he hears lawmakers that say their number one job is to do what it is that the voters want them to do, he was saying that is not what the job description is.
Well, who does represent me then, if not mine?
Well, now, there is a difference between representing an individual and representing what their desires are. And what his point is, and I'm glad you asked this, this is a very good question. This is an excellent question. Hypothetically, let's say that somebody lives in a district and that district wants guns totally outlawed. And I'm sure there are some districts that you would find in the state of Missouri that say guns are horrible, they're awful, no one should have the right to own a firearm. Well, then, you know, does that mean that the lawmaker should push forward legislation that bans firearms? And what John Lilly's point is, and he's correct in this, is that the answer to that is no, because that is not what the lawmaker is not supposed to simply vote for anything or push anything that constituents want, because sometimes those things may be out of, they may run counter to liberty and freedom. Slavery would be another example. You know, you may, if you had a district, this wouldn't necessarily happen today, but, you know, some district that was represented by someone and the majority of those people said, oh, we support slavery. And so, oh, I guess that means that we should do it. No. Now, what is supposed to be done is an understanding of and voting in line with the Constitution. And within those confines, you are to take direction from what your constituents want. Now, you, of course, a person doesn't have to. They may feel that it's you know, not the best direction to go, and that's something that they would explain to their constituents. So ultimately, the point being is that it's not the job to do whatever it is that the constituents want, because sometimes those will run counter to the Constitution, and that is when you go and you swear, you get elected and you swear, it is to be a representative of the district that is, you know, in line with and in adherence to the things that are in the Constitution. Does that distinction make sense?
Yes, and yeah. I think the gun example was a really good one because, you know, you have the Second Amendment. It gets really complicated. But let's take something that's not specifically mentioned in the Constitution. And I don't know what it might be, but it has to do with roads and bridges or something like that. And it made it sound like the guy didn't think that he had to represent in his own district. He could represent some other interest, and that's worrisome.
No, and I can tell you again, I can't speak for him, but knowing where it is that he comes from, and as a regular guest of the show, and his efforts with the Locke and Smith Foundation, what his point was is that if the constitutionality is not a question, so in other words, if there is a particular issue that isn't it doesn't run counter to liberties, and voting for or against it is not either which way going to be a violation of the Constitution, then that would be an instance that you would want to do what maybe the voters want you to do.
Well, hey, here's a good example. How about Clean Missouri? 60-70% of the people voted for that, and now a bunch of people in Jeff City, before it's even been implemented, before we even know if it's a good idea or a bad idea, want to get rid of it. You know, that sounds like it's Jeff City knows best, and they don't represent the people. Does that make sense?
Right, and so in a situation like that, and this is where, and particularly the Locke and Smith Foundation guys, they get out the Constitution, and the Constitution says that when it comes to a vote that occurs, there cannot be more than one issue. within a particular vote. And with Clean Missouri, there were a number of issues in there. There was lobbyist gifts. There was the implementation of gerrymandering so that Democrats have a greater chance of winning. And so that itself makes it unconstitutional. And so the idea of Clean Missouri, it runs counter to liberty and fairness and the individual's vote. If you listen also, but to that point, the current legislation that is countering that, they also note, although the intent may be to fix a wrong, the legislation itself has unconstitutional components to it. So the answer to the problem is not the right answer. It's just more of a problem because they're viewing it. And when I say they, I'm talking about the Locke and Smith Foundation guys here, simply through the whether or not it's constitutional.
Well, I don't know. It just bothers me that with a Clean Missouri and then one of those concentrated animal farm stuff where Jeff City again says counties and cities can't make their own restrictions, it has that look and feel of central planning and Jeff City knows best and, disregard what the people have to say. Does that make sense?
Oh, I understand exactly what you're saying. And I would argue that it varies from issue to issue. That simply because people vote for it doesn't mean it's right, and it doesn't mean that it's wise. It doesn't mean that it isn't either. And this is why, we have the system that we do. Because ultimately we are not a democracy in the form that people like to think. If we were, we wouldn't have protections. We wouldn't have a constitution. We are a republic. Simply because a majority of people want something doesn't mean it happens. If a majority of people voted that we should no longer have free speech, theoretically we're supposed to be protected from that form of tyranny, because if tyranny of a king or tyranny of the mob crowd, we have individual rights that are supposed to be respected. And so we are protected from anyone taking those rights away.
I completely agree on the big picture. You're completely right about no mob rule. But when it comes down to stuff like, again, we'll use the concentrated animal farming stuff. Golly, Moses, it does sound like it's the guys in Jeff City that knows best. And they disregard what the people really want. And even local government elected officials want. I don't know. It's just alarming that, Republicans who are supposed to want small government are getting so down in the weeds with some of these things and dictating to cities and counties. That's just my concern.
Oh, no. Hey, David, listen, I appreciate it because those are great questions. And there are a number of areas that in Missouri Republicans do behave in a way that is counter to their rhetoric, particularly in conversations about smaller government and so forth. So that is absolutely correct. This is one of those issues where sometimes they're right, sometimes they're not. And so I do appreciate the call. I do want to point out, it's very important, that the Clean Missouri deal on this, that the aspect of it that is not good is the gerrymandering. And while it was sold as getting rid of gerrymandering, it implemented gerrymandering to redraw districts in a way that make it more likely Democrats will win. And the argument being is it's not fair. Democrats don't win enough seats. I mean, that's the argument. And because they don't win enough seats, we need to change the districts so that it makes it more likely for, they call it fair districting. And Eric Holder is a huge proponent of this. He has an organization, and Obama is a big advocate of it as well, where they advocating redrawing the districts so they're, quote, fair. If you notice, and we talked about this earlier in the week, they have a listing of states they're targeting, and lo and behold, every one of the states is either a red state or a state that has been blue and it turned red during the last election. They have no interest in making the districts more, quote, fair in a state like New Jersey, New York, or California, where Republicans never get control. So it's clearly political, and it is an effort in which Democrats have decided they don't ever want to lose any elections, and so they're going to change the rules in order to do so. Now, you know, that I'm just specifically talking about Clean Missouri there because it was used as a really good example to his question. Let's go to Houston on location. Houston, our promotions director, not just for KSGF, but our other stations as well. KISS is performing with an opening. I want to get all the information so I have it correct here. David Lee Roth opening for KISS. They are going to be at the Q coming up this Tuesday, and while tickets are still available, you can win them for free. We gave some away earlier. We're doing reverse panhandling. This is where instead of going out and on the streets and asking people for things, we are going out and giving them away. And so we've got how many? Are we doing one or two pair? Two pair? Are you there, Houston?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, sorry. I thought you were talking to Sarah. Yeah,
no,
we've got two pair of tickets to KISS.
Okay, where are you now? Where is the Houston's in the KSGF Jeep. Where are you?
Yep, you can't miss me. I am at the ABC Books on 2109 North Glenstone.
Great. Yeah, and that's south of Kearney. It's next to Fazoli's, Andy's Frozen Custard, across the street from Burger King, just to give you some landmarks there. In case you aren't sure where ABC Books, of course, they've been partners with KSGF for longer than I've been here at KSGF. Great folks there. So all you got to do is stop by and just, you know, knock on the Jeep window or whatever, get Houston's attention and tell him that you want to win those tickets. And the first two people that come up are going to get a pair of tickets to see KISS live in concert at the Q, 7:30 this Tuesday with David Lee Roth opening. I think that's all the info I need to give. Is that cool? How did the last giveaway go?
Oh, it went awesome. Those guys got there in like a minute. I'm not even joking. They were so nice.
That is fantastic. All right. And so after this, I think we're going to check in with you one last time. Once these are gone, you'll go to another location. Okay. Sounds good. Thank you, Houston.
Sir.
That is ABC Books on North Glenstone, just south of Kearney. Stop by there and just tell Houston you want to win a pair of those tickets. And the first two people to do so will get them. Quick break. Shelby with traffic. We'll have Don Luzader with news. More ahead. I'm Nick Reed. Our Friday Road Show, sponsored by Queen City Motors. We are in studio. Hopefully, we're working. I know I keep saying that. You think, you keep saying that. Well, I just want to make sure that you know we are planning as soon as possible to get back out on location. We're working on getting that perfect partnership. We got a good lead. It's the same one that I mentioned to you before. Just kind of waiting to hear back and make sure. We're usually the more high maintenance end of the relationship, so sometimes it takes a little longer to decide whether or not to commit with us.
You're so high maintenance, Nick. So high maintenance.
I am. I'm a diva. A total diva.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a donut there?
I got a chocolate one. Thank you.
It is so cold this morning. Every morning I bring to work an ice water. I just bring to because I like I unless it's beer or you know alcohol. I drink water and unsweet tea.
Those are
the only two things.
Good for you.
And so I like ice in my. I like it cold, and we don't have an ice machine here. So I always bring a cup with ice water. And this morning, I failed to recall that this Billy Sims cup that I have used for years. It's one of my mini cups. The cup is a little too big for the cup holder,
that is
and I wasn't
cup.
Thinking about it. Yeah, it's wide,
yeah.
And so as I'm trying to put it down in the cup holder, the entire thing spills in my car.
Oh no!
So I said a cuss word very loudly, and so cold as it was, and as quiet as it was in my neighborhood, I'm sure it echoed through a square mile. And I think I got to go inside and get a towel just to try to stop it up. By the time I got back out, it had frozen over.
Oh no!
It had frozen over the, you know, where the gear shift and everything is, and I was very aggravated with myself.
I can't picture that.
Yeah, I'm pretty laid back person.
Right. See, I can't picture that.
I take things in stride.
Yeah.
It takes a lot to get me. It was a short little. I was alone, you know, so
yeah.
I figured.
By the time you got to work, you were fine.
Oh yeah. I mean, even before that.
Okay, good.
By the time I got to SNL Donuts down the block, I was fine. Forgotten about it already.
When you started smelling those donuts, it was like, oh, what spill?
Yeah, that's all right. It's all frozen. It's not even wet anymore.
That's right. Cleanup begins today at a funeral home that caught fire near Branson. Western Taney County firefighters say the flames at the Snap Bearden Funeral Home along Highway 76 in Mount Branson spread quickly to the attic. No one was hurt. A state fire marshal is investigating. One part of the building is still intact. Department of Transportation is awarding a grant to resurface and reconstruct the taxiway at the Springfield-Branson National Airport. That's to keep up with the growth out there. The airport recently saw its biggest year for passenger flights in 2019. This grant totals $3.7 million. That is the latest news.
KTTS First Alert Forecast, sponsored by Anchor Tactical Supply. Sunny 35 today, clear 26 tonight, cloudy 49 tomorrow. Sunday mostly sunny with a high of 57, 61 on Monday with a slight chance of showers. It's 10 and sunny at the KSGF studios. All right, so we will one other time before the end of the hour check in with Houston, and he'll tell us where he is located, and you will have an opportunity to get from him a pair of tickets to see David Lee Roth opening for Kiss in concert on Tuesday at the Q. Let's see the text messages here. Am I eligible to get Kiss tickets? I don't know who that's from. Oh, wait, I do. Yeah, anyone's eligible. I think. I don't know what would preclude a person. Shocking St. Pete poll survey last month has Mike Bloomberg surging to second in the Florida presidential primary. The newest version from the same outfit released Friday shows Bloomberg now slightly ahead. Slightly ahead. Oh, so this is, So he was in second place in Florida last month. Now he's slightly ahead Joe Biden. St. Pete poll conducted the survey among likely Florida voters. More than 27% selected Bloomberg, Biden 26%. That is within the poll's margin of error, 1.8 percentage point, but it makes a drastic shift from the previous snapshot of the race taken by St. Pete poll, with Biden performing 15 points better. That version showed Bloomberg in second place with 17% support. Biden, meanwhile, received 41% of the vote. Now, I will say Bloomberg in some of these states is doing, well, overall nationally is doing about what I had anticipated. But in Florida, this is better than I might have anticipated. I don't know how much money he's dropping in Florida. He's dropped about $4 million in Missouri. And this poll was before the audio came out of him talking about how 90% of criminals are black guys and, you know, all that sort of stuff. I don't know how that will impact him. I do not know if, you know, just looking at it from an observer, the one person that is apparently losing, he's siphoning votes off Biden. Biden's bread and butter has been the African-American community. So it would make sense that Biden would utilize this to really hit at him and to try and make sure everybody knows that, Bloomberg is this horrible racist that identifies 90% of criminals, not just in New York, but the entire country as being minorities. Biden, however, this guy is just throwing punches that don't land, and when they do, they don't seem to have an impact. So I don't know what's going to happen. The Democrats, they're so screwy right now, and you know they have a plurality of them are showing that they want a socialist to take over the party, that being Bernie Sanders. A new national poll has him up 10 percentage points over everybody else. So the Democrats are in such disarray right now. The socialists are they're literally taking it over. More and more people are beginning to openly talk about the fact that Bernie Sanders is a Democrat in label only for the purposes of running for president. In the U.S. Senate, he's officially labeled as an independent. When he's out on the campaign, he's talking about being a socialist. The only reason he is running, I don't want to say the only reason, but one of the reasons he's running as a Democrat is because it takes too much effort and to get out there, get the Socialist Party on the ballot in all these states. That's just too much of a hassle. So he piggybacks off the Democrats. He's lazy. Working off other people's efforts. The Democrat Party has, of course, for years and years and years and decades and decades and decades, established themselves through a lot of effort as an official party. And that's something Bernie Sanders, you know, he wants them to redistribute the fruits of their labor to him. And so that's, you know, that's why he's running as a Democrat. And of the two parties, Republican or Democrat, Democrats are much, much closer to socialism, and in many ways it is socialism, to what Bernie Sanders believes. Those of you that are normal Democrats, And by normal, I mean you don't want to see this country become Venezuela. You don't want to see this country become the Soviet Union. You don't want to see this country become Cuba. You don't want to see this country become Nazi Germany. And when I say that, Hitler was a Democrat socialist, democratic socialist. In other words, he was a socialist that got elected by the people. This is the distinction that Bernie Sanders tries to draw. Well, I'm not a socialist. I'm a democratic socialist. In other words, I'm only a socialist in the sense that people elected me to be one. And so I don't run in conflict with democracy because I was chosen. Well, so was Hitler. And he transformed the German the Workers' Party to the socialist German socialist work socialist socialist socialist, a democratic socialist. I do not believe that most Democrat voters want their presidential candidate to be somebody who is of the same party of those people. I can't believe that most Americans want a guy who believes that people waiting in line for food is a good thing. I cannot believe that. I mean, I'm sure that there are a few that think, yeah, that's a good idea, and who believe what Bernie Sanders believes. I know personally too many people that they voted Democrat their entire life. They hate Trump and they have a certain belief system that the Democrat Party left a long time ago, and it's very hard to break away. It's easier for a lot of people to follow the party they belong to as it slowly shifts to something that it wasn't, than it is to say, I'm no longer a member of that party, I now support another one. That's a very difficult thing to do, because what that essentially is a person saying to themselves is, I was wrong. All those arguments I had, I was wrong. All of those beliefs I had, that was wrong. That's what they feel like they're doing when you switch parties. Or when you denounce a party and say, I'm not going to vote for that party anymore. You feel as if that is, you're saying, I was wrong, I was duped, I was foolish. And for a lot of people, it's easier instead to not admit that and to just convince themselves that socialism is okay. I know a lot of you know this, but I have to point it out. When these folks talk about socialism and that how they don't, we don't want the sort of socialism that Hitler had or Stalin or Hugo Chavez or Castro or Maduro, those are the bad ones. We're talking about the wonderful European Scandinavian socialism. That's not socialism. These countries that Bernie Sanders supporters point to as an example of the sort of socialism they want, on the economic freedom scale, we are more socialist than they are as a country, the United States. The countries they're talking about don't have minimum wage because the government, that's not the government's business. They do not dictate that. No minimum wage. They're allowed to send their schools. You know how Trump was talking about scholarships at the State of the Union and school choice, and all the Democrats sat on their hands and frowned? In the countries that Bernie Sanders claims that we should be like and falsely claims that they're socialist, that the school choice thing is they all got that. Government does not say, nope, we're going to decide. Now, what those countries do have is a larger welfare state. And they will fully, and they have, the reason that they're able to do it is because they have such economic freedom, because they are so far removed from socialism, the revenue that is created allows them to have a larger so-called safety net. That's very important to understand. Because as they continue to go out and to convince people that socialism is good, they are falsely claiming countries that are further from socialism than we are examples of what they're looking for. Let's go to Jim in Springfield. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Nick, I just wanted I just wanted to say, you know, I've been in the military. Well, I was in the military for 20 years, and you know, I lived in Berlin for like 3 years, and I used to go over to the East and, you know, go to Poland and places like that. And I can tell you that it's not the life that these young people think it is. It's just, you know, everything we have, they didn't have, you know. I mean, just the small things like going to dinner or going to buy clothes, things of that nature. You know, these young people don't realize how bad it really is.
There is.
It's nothing.
Right. No, it's absolutely true. And this is part of the reason why they have to try and sell countries that aren't socialism as being socialist, because they can't point to the examples of actual socialist countries. There's a famous, and it's true, I want to call it a story, and it was back in, maybe it was the 90s, it must have been the 90s, and Boris Yeltsin had come to the United States, and he toured a grocery store. I don't remember where it was exactly. And he would write or talk about this later, and many people pinpoint that as a period in time when he recognized that the freedom and a, you know, the capitalism and all that stuff, that there was something to that. And he was fascinated with, there was one product in particular, it's said to have been toothpaste or something. And he, so in socialist run countries, they have very few options, and of that, they run out of it. And what he saw was, not only were there plenty of items, there were more than, like, there were no empty places on the shelves, but there were so many varieties. And he couldn't figure out, how do they know what people want? See, this is the how people who believe in government-run things, they think that, and medicine is a perfect example, Obamacare or single-payer health care, that you can predict what people are going to want and then create a system that is going to provide all of that. Well, when you do that, you end up with empty shelves, because people of all walks of life, all diversities, they all want different things, and they're all willing to pay different amounts for it. Some people are more than willing to pay $1,000 for a TV set, while others have no interest in that at all. And he couldn't wrap his mind around, how do they figure this out? This is amazing. Like, how do they know there's 12 different types of toothpaste here? How on earth have they figured out that that's what people want? Well, that's because the people speak. There's freedom. Capitalism, in which, instead of a government entity that has the power to just confiscate money from people and, you know, and just, you know, create what they think will work, you allow people to do what they want. And somebody thinks to themselves, oh, I bet this will be a great type of toothpaste. And you know what happens if people don't want it? It goes away. With government, it doesn't work that way. Government, so we just, you know, do more of it, continue to do it, and so forth. And so what it's why you have such efficiency, and why people have readily available to them all sorts of items in a free market system as opposed to socialism. Those of you listen to the show some period of time, you know that I spent a little bit of time, very little bit of time, in Ukraine before, you know, Putin took the Crimean Peninsula, and I was specifically in the Crimean Peninsula, in Crimea, and Kerch. And after my visit there, some of them were able to come here. And it's still, even though it's former Soviet, I mean, it's pretty socialist, socialized medicine. And when they were able to come here, and I had all these plans, because I made friendships with these people, and none of them, they grew up being told the United States was evil and Americans are evil, and so it was quite something for them to come visit. And I had all these grand planned places to take them, you know, Jeff City, Silver Dollar City. We did all these great things. The one thing that they wanted to do over and over again was go to Walmart. They would say, can we go to Walmart again? They would spend over an hour in one aisle. they couldn't fathom how it was that there were so many different options available and how inexpensive it was. How is it that people figure out what people want? How is it that they know that? People, the caller Jim was saying earlier, and the time that he spent in, some of these countries that were socialist, that young people today, they have no idea, no concept of what socialism does, the real results of it. You know, they want to live in the land of make-believe, where they want things to be the way that they wish that they were. And because in their minds, they think, well, socialism can make everybody equal and everybody have what they want. It doesn't matter that it doesn't work that way and that it's never worked that way. Since the beginning of time, and the idea that since the beginning of time and the countless governments that have been set up, the trillions of people that have existed, that Bernie Sanders is the one person who holds the key and the answer that no one else has been able to figure out since the beginning of time. The notion is ludicrous. Reverse panhandling. We used to have a bigger problem with panhandling in Springfield, where people would still exist to some degree, but they would stand out on the street corners or at high traffic locations, and they would ask for things. And so we started reverse panhandling, where we go out somewhere, high traffic area, instead of asking for things, give things away. Our promotions director, Houston, is with us. He's been out this morning giving away tickets to the upcoming KISS concert. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good, sir.
All right, so I take it you gave away both pairs at the last location. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Did Tom Marks?
I barely had to do any giving away. They were there in seconds. And yeah, Tom was there too.
Yeah, Tom texted me, and he said that he stopped by and demanded tickets.
He didn't quite make it for a pair. I'm not kidding you when I say they made it in about 10 or 15 seconds. So
that's awesome.
They beat him.
All right, so we have two more pair to give away on location. This is for the Tuesday concert. David Lee Roth is opening at the Q for KISS, and 7:30, I believe, is the start time for the performance. Two mm-hmm. pairs of tickets. So where are you now?
I am at Gallery 11, where Whiskey Tango is located. I'm right
great.
Out front there. Yes. So, yeah, two pair of tickets left. Last two pair of tickets. So come on and grab them.
All right. So Whiskey Tango, of course, this is where we do our happy hour. If you're not familiar with where it is, it's where Parlor 88 used to be. It's on Republic Road, just off of National. It's the strip mall that has the yellow awnings. And, of course, you'll see the KSGF Jeep. So the first two people that stop by and see Huey there, you're going to get a pair of tickets to that KISS concert. All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
No problem, Nick. Thank you. Have a good one.
All right, you do the same. Sarah, do we want to do an on-air giveaway too?
We do. Yep.
All right. How many? Just one? Do we have one pair? What are we?
Yep.
What are we looking
at? All right. Just one more pair left.
All right. So we'll give away another pair here. Two. We'll take caller number 5447 KSGF. It's the Queen City Motors Talk and Text Line. 447 KSGF. Caller 5 will get a pair of tickets to see KISS in concert next Tuesday at the Q. And if already Huey hasn't given away those other two pair at Whiskey Tango, you can stop by there and ask him for a pair as well. All right, Houston just texted Sarah that the tickets are gone, and we did get our final winner also. So thanks, everyone, for playing along. Latest poll in Texas amongst Democrat voters. Bernie Sanders has taken the lead there over Joe Biden. Uh-oh. Pressure is mounting for Biden to step aside. I don't know. I don't know whether he will or not. Who knows? I hope everybody has a fantastic weekend and have fun, all of you who won tickets to see KISS and I know it's next Tuesday, but still, nonetheless. Glenn Beck is coming up next. I will talk to you Monday. I'm Nick Reed.